There have been a flurry of Republican presidential debates, but tonight's in Las Vegas is the last till next month, so the stakes are high, and with possibly only weeks to go until the first primary votes are cast, the candidates haven't said much about one of the most pressing problems in the country and in Nevada, the housing crisis. Nevada has the highest home foreclosure rate in the country and the highest unemployment rate. John Ralston is political columnist for the Las Vegas Sun and host of a statewide TV show there. And John, you know, the state in 2006, I think, had the lowest unemployment rate. So is it high now because of the housing crisis? And do people there want to hear about that?
Yeah, listen, Robin, the housing crisis here has just been devastating. We were the ultimate boom state for a while, as you remember. People were flocking here. They got houses at great prices. The building boom was going on and on and on and seemed to be never ending. And then suddenly it ended. And a lot of people now have walked away from their houses. 60% of the people here are underwater on their houses, and that number is growing every day. Construction, residential and otherwise, has all but stopped here in Nevada. The joke used to be that the state bird was the construction crane, but now they're all gone.
Well, but it does to the candidates. Ron Paul has offered, you know, pretty much the only concrete response. He says the federal government should stop propping up the value of homes and let prices sink until the market picks up. Now, in Nevada, you know, you mentioned those people paying mortgages but watching their home prices sink. They're underwater because they're surrounded by foreclosures, so the value of their home is sinking. And yet Nevada is also home to the strong Tea Party base, and we hear from that corner resentment of people who are getting help on their mortgages. So what do you think Republican voters in particular want to hear on this issue?
Well, I you know, Mitt Romney has gone into the heart of the foreclosure crisis here and talked to some folks up in North Las Vegas where it has been especially hard hit. And he had a receptive audience here. And, of course, then Mark Baerbeck of the L.A. Times went into that neighborhood just a little while ago and found out that the person that Mitt Romney had been with had left the state. That is emblematic of what is going on. But you're right, there's a disconnect going on, Robin, because you have the Tea Party telling the federal government to stay out of here and so the so-called Stimulus 2 that Republicans are deriding as the American Jobs Act that President Obama is trying to sell across the country becomes a big issue, too. And so, you know, it's which federal money is okay. And the governor here, who is a Republican, has taken some federal money to help, but he hasn't taken all of it.
And yet you wonder, you know, even though housing is so much on people's minds, if this all will just boil down tonight to can Herman Cain hold on? CNN says he's now polling even with Mitt Romney, but he's new to politics and we keep, you know, learning more. For instance, Herman Cain can sing. Here's a little bit of a video that's gone viral. It's Herman Cain, a CEO of Godfather's Pizza, at a corporate event. He's spoofing John Lennon's Imagine.
Imagine there's no pizza. I couldn't if I tried.
John Ralston, it goes on. It's a lot of fun. And he also had that electrified border fence remark recently, which he said was a joke, but might win votes there in Nevada. What you know? How are people there feeling about Herman Cain and what he has to do tonight?
Well, I think it's a little bit difficult to tell, but I will say that Herman Cain, at least, you know, he's funny, he's irreverent, he says kind of goofy things like the electrified fence comment, then says it was a joke, then doubled down on it afterwards and says he wasn't joking. People are looking for something different, right? There was the Anybody But Romney caucus in the Republican Party, and Romney is very bland to some people, so Herman Cain, with all of his personality, I think at least it's something for people who don't have much to be optimistic about. But I think they are all going to come after Cain again. There's new polling that's being released all the time that shows Cain is surging almost everywhere, including in Nevada. And so I think he is going to take a lot of heat tonight.
Well, meanwhile, you mentioned Mitt Romney. The New Hampshire paper, the union leader, is firing a salvo at him in an editorial. They say while John Huntsman, who's skipping Nevada, you know, opened his headquarters there, Mitt Romney, who has a home in New Hampshire, held his grand opening in Nevada, and the union leader says New Hampshire's watching. You say, just very briefly, let him eat snow.
Let the meat snow, yes. Indeed, the New Hampshire is given this strange reverence by everybody, the first in the nation primary, which they could still be, but they actually have this bizarre state law, as you know, Robin, yeah, that tries to tell other states where they can have their primary.
Nevada has said no to that. John Ralston, political columnist for the Las Vegas Sun, host of a TV show there. John, thanks for checking in with us.
Always a pleasure.